This is the Good Stuff on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and I'm in Montana, sitting on my friend's porch, looking at the big, beautiful Montana sky. And Taylor is in the studio with our guest today, Rob Wilder. Rob is the author of the hysterically funny, irreverent book about parenting, Daddy Needs a Drink. We talked to him about that book already. It really is a laugh. And he is our expert today on the male perspective about all things. And first we're going to discuss...
We're so excited to have a guy to talk to. Isn't it? It's so exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. And we talk about breasts a lot on the show, and we really need a guy to weigh in. So you're our guy. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you doing out in Big Sky Country?
Oh, it's just fab. Wish and I were in there with you guys, but actually even more wishing that you were here with me.
Yeah, I think that sounds better.
All right. So listen, I was unaware of this. I've been a little out of the loop lately here in Montana. But Taylor has informed me that it looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones has some new friends on her chest.
She does. I'm convinced. It's funny. I'd given Rob a heads up, and he said he did a little research of his own, and that some people are saying, oh, she just gained some weight. Well, she's looking pretty good.
Yeah, the picture in front of me is hard to argue with right now. And I'm all in favor of going into a control room with a woman looking at fake breasts. I think everyone should have this experience.
But, I mean, I just wonder as a guy, first of all, I mean, I have so many questions. Okay, have you ever been involved with a woman and been surprised on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for a lot of men, you give a woman a hug, and when you rappel off the woman, you know, sort of bounce off there like your kid's bouncing in those, you know, those inflatable things, then you realize you might be in for something you weren't ready for.
And are you bummed out or are you psyched?
I think it's intriguing in the beginning. I think in the beginning you wonder about the woman, right? You wonder what made her go and do that, and what was the impetus for that, and you know. So I think that's as much as exciting as the actual how should we put this, mechanics of the business, you know, to wonder why the woman did it, what she expects, what she wants. So I think, you know, I think it is intriguing when you get surprised. And, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's not like spotting a toupee sometimes. Sometimes it's very subtle, you know, but sometimes obviously it's not.
And is it, I mean, I guess it's just, so you're saying it's essential, it's case by case. It's not necessarily a turn on or a turn off.
Well, I do know men, though I can't count myself included, who do really, really get excited about that. Why, I'm not really sure, but there are men who are very excited about that sort of augmentation. And I think the average man, you know, is intrigued, but not, it doesn't have, it's not on his to-do list. Like, he won't date a woman unless she's had some sort of plastic surgery.
Okay. But you won't necessarily not date a woman if she has.
You know, it's a tough call. You know, sometimes you see women with breast implants that cover their eyes. They're so big. And I think sometimes that's a little off-putting. You know, I think sometimes it's so shocking that all of a sudden the woman looks unnatural, and you feel like you're more at the sideshow at the circus than you are talking to a human being.
Right. Okay. I think we're getting somewhere. I think we need to go case by case again. Catherine Zeta-Jones, is she still hot?
She's an attractive woman. I can't argue with that. You know, I think she looks fine. You know, I think if I didn't see the before and after picture, I don't know if I would have picked it up. I don't know. Did you? I mean, if you hadn't seen
it
before?
No, I think it looks like she maybe just got the lift thing. You know, you get the lift, and with a lift, you need the implant, you know, whatever. I mean, I think she just got sort of resituated. She's had some kids. It took its toll. She decided she wanted, you know, her former breasts.
Now, I don't get your show in New Mexico, obviously, but do you guys ever feel, and I don't ever feel like after you guys had kids, that was something you were interested at all in?
I've always been interested in breasts. And you can hear our show if you listen to lifestyletalkradio.com. For everyone out there, you can log on to the internet. But we're going to get back to breasts in just a minute because it's one of my favorite topics. We're so happy to have you in the studio, Rob Wilder. More good stuff when you return.